Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another time of teaching, another time of empowerment. I might sound tired, but I'm excited. Can I just tell you that? I am excited. I want to thank you all again for the phenomenal outpour during our Blog Talk Radio revival this past week, growing in grace. We have phenomenal word released from some dynamic anointed vessels, and the word was life-changing for those who had an ear to hear what the Spirit was speaking. A lot of what took place in this past week, leading up to my birthday on yesterday, and to all my Facebook family and friends, thank you for the outpouring of love on Facebook. I had over 200 messages at least, sending forth birthday love, so I appreciate each of you. Thank you so much for sharing those kind words with me. It definitely made a difference. But I want to share that in this past week, during revival, hearing the teachings about growing in grace, through that, through our weekly prayer, through fasting, and simply being obedient to that which the Spirit was speaking, I came to terms with something that I had overlooked. And I'm grateful for those of you who are on the phone lines on tonight. Amen. If something is said or if you have a question or a comment, please just press 1. Amen. I thank God for the great leaders that are on the line right now. But one thing that I came to terms with, and I've never looked at it that way before, is that I have been arrested by purpose. I have been. Think about where you are in your life. Think about what you're doing. Think about opportunities that have been presented. Because even after I made that statement to myself, recognizing that I have been arrested by purpose, I also recognize that there have been opportunities for me to function in purpose, but they had escaped, sometimes because of timing, sometimes because of distractions, but it was too many of those that I really wanted to deal with at that moment. But I was grateful that after all of that said and done, after that moment of thinking, after that moment of realization, I'm serving my sentence. I'm serving my sentence. I am enduring for the sake of purpose because I understand that my life has so much more to do with God's plan than it does Valerie doing anything just for the sake of doing it. So, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, honor, and praise for this teaching time. We thank you for those who are on the line, for those who are joining us by the internet. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you now as our chief teacher. We thank you for having your way, for speaking with clarity and power like only you can. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and praise in this moment and every moment. We thank you and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So, my first acknowledgement of being arrested by purpose. Hey, do you have your Bible? I'm going to read something quick here. I didn't put down all these scriptures, but we could look at quickly if you have your word. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. And this is from the New King James Version. It reads this way. I, John, both your brother and companion in tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John has been arrested and exiled to the Isle of Patmos. That's what this is telling us. And he's serving the sentence for taking a stand for the word of God and the kingdom. John says here, I'm your brother and I'm your companion. He was chosen to go through this. Chosen to go through this. It was John's assignment to go through this. John had been arrested by purpose in the scripture in Revelation 1:9. And one thing that we have to understand is that when we are serving, when we are being arrested or have been arrested by purpose, we're putting ourselves in a place that often requires persecution, often requires us being alone, sometimes rejected, sometimes feeling neglected, sometimes feeling outcast and overlooked. But the fact of the matter is that when you understand what it is that God wants from your life, what it is that he desires to do through you, then we start putting aside those little pity party moments. We put aside those thoughts of the trials and tribulations that we go through because at the moment they seem like they're so great, but they truly are light afflictions. We put aside all of that and we come to terms with the fact that God has something great in store for you. And if you're willing, if you would just do what it is that I've called you to, if you would just position yourself to go through whatever it is that's being presented for my name's sake, if you do it, it's going to work out for your good. It's going to work out for your good. Now, I put down here Ecclesiastes 9, 10, and 11, which reads, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned and I saw the sun that nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wine, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Time and chance happened to us all. Which means even when we're faced with adversity, y'all, even when trials and tribulations are prevalent in our lives, we have got to be ready and step up and answer the call according to purpose. Now, as I shared earlier, there have been times that I failed to recognize a God move when I didn't recognize an opportunity to really operate in what God had called me to because of what was going on around me. Have you ever been in a place, have you ever been in that place where life has been so consuming, so very consuming, that you don't even recognize God's hand in it? And the truth be told, we're not even looking for God's hand because we're saying, God, how could you be in this? God, I'm going through this. God, this is taking place. God, I've got questions. God. And he's like, okay, well, if you would just pause and breathe and recognize that I'm in this too, recognize that this still presents itself as an opportunity for you to work in purpose, but you've become so consumed with yourself, so consumed with your emotions, so consumed with your ideas that you're not even seeing me in this moment. I'm guilty of that. I had some of that. Praise God. I'm continuing to have my reality revealed. I'm continuing my journey and embracing my truth, and even in this, coming to terms with the fact that I am serving a sentence because I've been arrested on purpose strengthens me. Endure all things. This is what 2 Timothy 2, 10 through 13 tells us. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall always also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. When we endure trials and tribulations for the sake of divine purpose, you all understand that this could also help eliminate some steps for others. I've shared with you all and continue to share that even in the writings that I've released, myself and in the partnership with my sister, Prophet Nina, all that we endured, all that we released, was truly a part of divine purpose. And in our obedience to doing what it is that God told us to do, we've helped somebody else eliminate some steps in life. We've helped someone else go over some situations that had they not read the book, had they not been a part of the conversation, had they not had their eyes open and their spirits elevated to a new place in God, they would have tried to go around the mountain instead of speaking to it. They may have endured another harsh relationship instead of being free from it. And so even an understanding that I have, each of us has, and continue to endure for the sake of purpose to be giving God praise. We need to be giving God praise. When you realize that your life is not your own, when you realize that what you're going through is far greater than for your benefit, but it's for the benefit of those that are connected to you. It's for the benefit of those who will follow behind you, for the benefit of those that you mentor and speak life into. It's not just for you. And when you do that, can you imagine the look on God's face? Can you imagine what he feels like when he said, they finally get it. They finally get that this is larger than just their life. This is larger than just their assignment, but this affects my kingdom. Y'all, we are change agents. We are change agents here on earth to bring about God's glory. And when we are able to endure the trials and tribulations that come to us, for the sake of fulfilling God's assignment for our lives, for the sake of fulfilling purpose, it's empowerment. And even as we've talked this past week about growing in grace, when you're able to grow in grace and mature in the knowledge of God's word, it prepares you to endure for the sake of purpose. When we understand the redemptive work that Jesus did on Calvary's cross, when we understand that he did that for all of us, the same as the scripture says here, but time and chance happened to all, to them all. His blood on Calvary's cross, that crucifixion was for all of us. All of us who will believe and receive, all of us. Because when we abide in him and his word abides in us, the last part of 2 Timothy 2:13 says he cannot deny himself, and he won't deny himself. So when we are enduring, when we are going through situations for the sake of divine purpose, God is with us. He is with us. He is with us. You know, this weekend I have been blessed that my daughters that I gave birth to, all three of them and their children, were here in the home with my husband and I to celebrate my birthday. And at one point, I stood in the room with the three of them, and I placed my hand on my stomach in the place where my womb would be if I still had a uterus, where it would have been. And I placed my hand there, and I looked at each one of them, and I said, God, each one of these young women passed through my birth canal. God, each one of them was a part of who I am, and now, God, I look at them and see what they are now and have a glimpse of what they will become if they're able to get in position and alignment with what it is you're speaking concerning their lives. If they're willing to get into a place where they will endure like good soldiers for the sake of purpose, God, you're going to do some great things through them. But even as I was speaking that, he was speaking to me. And he said, but Valerie, you have to understand, as you're watching them and as you're praying for them, that because of your obedience, I've already eliminated some steps for them. I've already eliminated some steps for the coming generations because you positioned yourself, because you obeyed, because you now endure as a good soldier for the sake of purpose. I'm already doing a work for them through you. And I was like, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the insight, Father. Thank you for the encouragement, Father. Thank you for, again, making it clear that when we do what it is you've asked us to do according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives, when we allow ourselves to truly submit to your plan and be arrested by purpose, and then after being arrested, we endure for the sake of purpose, think about our prison systems, and I don't know a lot, but my husband could probably tell me about processes, about when somebody's arrested, and when they get locked up, and then they go before a judge or a judge and a jury, and then they're sentenced, and then they're booked, and then they go behind prison walls, and then they have to endure whatever it is the judge has handed down. And they're not doing this for the sake of purpose. But guess what? For some of them, while they're in that process, purpose shows up. God, thank you. Purpose shows up. So what for them is a physical imprisonment turns into a spiritual blessing. But what I've come to terms with on this day is that I've gone through a spiritual arresting. A spiritual arresting. And now I'm enduring a spiritual sentence willingly because I recognize what it is that God wants to do through me. Do I know it all? Do I understand it all? No, I don't. But what I do know, and what I do celebrate is that when I continue to be obedient to what God has spoken, when I continue to put my flesh aside, when I continue to put my agenda aside, when I die daily, and allow the Spirit of God to lead me, honey, it works out for my good. It works out for my good, such that I can declare that we are blessed going in and blessed coming out. We are blessed. We are blessed. Our household is blessed. Our children are blessed. I can speak those things because I can see the hand of God working. And, you know, I bless God because, you know, when people have been arrested and they're serving a sentence, you hear people say sometimes that they want to get out on good behavior. I don't need to get out of this on good behavior because I'm going to behave right. But I'm going to receive manifestations of God's promises for being obedient. because I'm enduring for the sake of purpose. Enduring for the sake of purpose. I want to encourage you. I've said this for longer than I feel like I'm going to talk, but it's okay. I want to encourage you today, listening audience, that wherever you are right now in your process, in your journey with God, whatever it is you're facing right now, I want you to consider enduring something. I want you to consider minimizing the complaint, minimizing the need for the pity party. I want you to consider standing up in what it is that God has called you to, moving forward in your assignment strategically, boldly, understanding that you've been anointed for it. And I want you to be willing to surrender and say, you know what? Okay, God, here I am. Holy Spirit, here I am. Arrest me. Your purpose for my life to be fulfilled. I'm giving myself up. I'm giving myself away to you. The purpose would be fulfilled in me for your glory. And then, Father, after I give myself to you, that your purpose would be fulfilled through me, then, God, I'm going to promise to endure. I'm going to endure the trials and tribulations because I know that they're going to come. I'm going to go through like a good soldier. I'm going to recognize and embrace the fact that everything that I'm doing is not just about me, not just about my husband, not just about my children, my grandchildren, but this is about a dying world who's looking for a savior. This is about a dying world who's looking for a glimpse of light, a glimpse of truth, a glimpse of authenticity regarding the word of God. This is a dying world that's looking for love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. And God, as we continue to relinquish our own plan to you, it will enable us to walk in the love needed to aid your people in becoming who you desire they become. Have you arrested that purpose? Have you been arrested by purpose? Do you recognize that what you're going through right now has everything to do with God more than it has anything to do with you? And if Daddy wants to see if you're able to endure these trials and tribulations for the sake of purpose, I don't have a lot left to say, amen, because I'm excited. This word is just, it's good to me. It has empowered me today to come to this revelation about my own journey. But I'd love to open up the phone lines. If you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to share, because for those who are on the lines right now, you can testify to this. You can testify to your journey of empowerment, your journey of truth, and how in this moment, you're able to recognize some things about yourself, about living according to God's purpose, plan, and will for your life, and the things that you now endure for the sake of purpose, that God will be glorified through you. So if you have a few moments, amen, you can press one. I can bring you live. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for you, Pastor. We thank God for you, Prophet. We thank God for you, Apostle, who are on the line this evening. Amen. Something to share, just press one, and we'll bring you live. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God. Husband, do you have anything you'd like to share with the people on tonight? Amen. Amen. He said he didn't. Apostle Gloria, I don't know if you're in transit or if you're in a place where you can press. If you are, if you would press one, bless your apostle.
God bless you, apostle. Good evening, everyone.
Amen. 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 I wanted you to, if you're able to, just pray us out tonight, because you are another great leader who can testify to a move of God in your own life, where I believe, much as I can attest to right now, that you have allowed yourself to be arrested by purpose, even when people did not understand and do not understand. But it has not swayed you one way or another to continue to endure for the sake of purpose, that God will be glorified through your life.
Amen. Amen. I was trying to give everybody else an opportunity to come on. But yes, I can.
Amen.
Not understanding and not having the clarity of who I was and who I am in God. And even though, no matter what I believed in my heart, man was saying I was wrong. So to reposition myself to only listen to the voice of God and allowing myself to be led by him, moved by him, the move that I'm seeing in my life now because of my obedience, not only in my own life but with my children, with those around me, to know that I, too, have been arrested for purpose. I've been arrested for the, you know, and I am enduring as a good soldier. So that clarity, the realignment, and the obedience to what God has ordained for me to do before he put me in my mother's womb, I am seeing that manifest now in my life. So, Apostle, I thank you for the opportunity to speak. And like I said, God bless everyone. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, so many times we go through things in life that we do not understand. We're not sure how to articulate it. We're not even sure how to pray and ask for clarity. But God, tonight I thank you that everyone that's on this line who's listening to this broadcast, who will go back and hear the replay, will take the time to understand that there is a great call on their life. There is a mandate ordered down by you. I pray that you give them wisdom and understanding to be able to realign themselves and walk in the obedience of their call. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray their ears and guard their eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that they be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And those that may be traveling, Lord God, I pray that you give them traveling mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've allowed Apostle Valerie to speak into the lives of so many of your people. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you gird her up, strengthen her even the more. Dear Heavenly Father, as she decreases, God, I thank you that you're increasing in her even now. And Father, we just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Papa. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. I have been strengthened. Amen. And bless God for Apostle Gloria and the prayer. As always, at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But after you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. There are people waiting on us. They're waiting for us to get into position because we have something that will aid them in getting to their next place in God. So my brothers and sisters, come on. Recognize who we are. Recognize what it is that God wants from us. And be willing to be arrested by purpose. And be willing to endure for the sake of purpose and his will done in the earth. We invite you to send in your prayer request. We will not pray tomorrow morning, ladies. We will not pray tomorrow morning, but we will be back Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. throughout the rest of the week. We invite you to send your prayer request in. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC. We will gladly intercede on your behalf. We pray that you continue to have a safe holiday weekend. We want you to know that we love you, but God loves you best. Be empowered.